Thanks be to God that we have the traditional calendar and the traditional Latin Mass here, because even though the month of July is still nominally the month of the precious blood, none of the other churches celebrate the precious blood. It's like if we had not been saved by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Maybe we were just saved by the heifers and whatever. Ridiculous. You know, I hope this Pope will do something to fix these things, because, you know, luckily my life is soon to come to an end and I don't have to worry about it. But all the other generations that will come, including these, they're going to have to suffer all that if nothing happens. So today we beseech the almighty and merciful blood of Jesus Christ, shed in the Passion and on the cross, begun to be shed at the circumcision, to come upon us and to deliver us from all the evils that we have to experience in this day and age in the church and in the world. And of course, every day you hear of more evil and more evil and more evil. Of course, how can it not be so when there is no faith, when people do not believe in Jesus Christ? And not just any old thing, because a lot of people believe a million and one things about Jesus that are wrong, that are heresy, but the true faith, which only can be found in the one Holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. But this feast takes its root from the Gospels. And particularly we see that St. John gives us a testimony. And he says, my testimony is truth. From the minute that the centurion, whom we know as St. Longinus, saw that he was dead, he did not break his bones. That is what the prophecies ascertained, and they had to be kept. Now, the good thieves and Dismas and his brother Gesmus, their thighs were broken. Now, you can imagine how much pain that would cause. And of course, they are the two strongest, hardest bones in the human body are your cranium and your thighs, your crura, as it is in Latin. And so it must have been horrible pain. But they were already half dead, and they had to finish them off because they did not want them there for the great feast of the Sabbath. And this was a great Sabbath of the Passion, the Passover. And so our Lord was dead, so instead the prophecies were fulfilled, and his side, his heart, was pierced. And immediately, says St. John, blood and water came out. And all the fathers of the church comment upon this. In the divine office today we have from St. John Chrysostom, some saying Augustine, and many others besides, the blood and water, which are the source of the sacraments, the water, baptism, and the other sacraments, the blood, the Eucharist. And every time you receive communion, whether you receive just the host, as the lay people do in our rite, we receive not only the body of Christ, we receive the body and blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And of course, he who receives the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, let him be guilty of the body and blood of our Savior, Jesus Christ, says the Scriptures. This feast in modern days has been restored in a sense, because the church goes through different eras, and that includes the liturgy and the faith and so forth. That's why we have so many councils to fight heresy, and why the liturgy is continuously being reformed. And in the modern era, it was the gift, the mission of a great Roman saint, St. Gaspare del Bufalo, founder of the Most Precious Blood Fathers, who brought back this devotion to the precious blood. And eventually, Blessed Pius IX, and later on, Pius XI, all of happy memory, were to restore this and spread it throughout the whole church and make it into a double first-class feast. Of course, it is like a solemnity. It is very, very important. And we do not wish to ignore it. We wish to give thanks to God. We wish to venerate it. We wish to worship the blood of Christ. And it is from Him, by this precious blood that is shed, that we can receive in Holy Communion. It is by this precious blood that we are saved, that we are washed, that we are prepared to enter the kingdom of heaven. And so today is a great feast. And so I'm happy that we can celebrate it. What a wonderful feast it is. And this whole month is dedicated to the precious blood of Jesus Christ, represented in that image there, which I put on the little altar, of the precious blood. That was a gift to me at my ordination from one of the priests of this diocese who is now dead. And I give thanks to God for that. I've kept it and revered it because in itself it's nothing, but it is an image of the consecration of the Mass and an image of the most precious blood of Jesus. It is only by this precious blood that man can be saved. Let us give thanks to God for His great mercy. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.